This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. China has announced a drop in new cases from the coronavirus outbreak for a third consecutive day. On Sunday, authorities reported just over 2,000 new cases and 142 more deaths nationwide. Outside of China, there have been more than 500 cases in nearly 30 countries. Meanwhile, Reuters' Adam Reed reports the United States and Japan continue efforts to evacuate U.S. citizens from a cruise ship in Yokohama.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the epidemic remains an unpredictable threat.
Let me be clear. It's impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take.
That comes as Japan and the U.S. are coordinating the return of around 400 American citizens aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship still quarantined in Yokohama. They will enter another 14-day period of quarantine once they return home to ensure the virus doesn't spread. Japan's health minister said the return of the passengers to the United States will make it easier to care for the 285 confirmed coronavirus cases on board.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Several rockets have hit a base in Iraq's capital that hosts a U.S.-led military coalition. A coalition spokesman says no one was injured in the attack early Sunday in Baghdad's Green Zone near the U.S. Embassy. The attack is the latest in a recent string of attacks targeting coalition troops. Foreign ministers and other top officials from about a dozen countries gathered Sunday in Germany to keep up the push for peace in Libya. This follows an agreement by countries with interest in its long-running civil war to respect a much-violated arms embargo and back a full ceasefire. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Libya meeting is taking place on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation at the conference where she made clear Washington's commitment to NATO.
Once again this year, we come with a large delegation, 40 members, members of the House, members of the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, to again reinforce the message that our commitment to NATO and to multilateralism is ironclad.
She also appealed for countries to steer clear of Chinese tech giant Huawei as they build their next-generation cellular networks.
National security, economy, and values all come together on the Huawei issue. In terms of national security, I have very, very deep concerns about giving the information highway direction to the Chinese government.
The Trump administration has raised national security concerns about Huawei, the world's largest telecommunications equipment manufacturer, and is aggressively lobbying Western allies to bar the company from wireless high-speed networks. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in Pakistan today for a three-day visit. He is urging the international community to support countries that continue to host millions of refugees from Afghanistan. The UN's chief visit comes amid renewed hopes a United States-led peace initiative could help bring an end to the deadly Afghan war, which continues to cause more displacements and civilian suffering. Yemen's Houthi movement says retaliatory airstrikes after the shooting down of a Saudi-led coalition warplane have killed civilians, including children. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
The United Nations says as many as 31 Yemeni civilians died in airstrikes on Saturday that the country's Houthi movement claims were retaliation by a Saudi-led coalition. In the latest flare-up in the five-year Yemen conflict, the Iran-aligned Houthis claimed on Friday to have shot down a coalition Tornado warplane in the Houthi-controlled Al-Jawf province. The area's health ministry said women and children were among those killed in the subsequent coalition airstrikes. The UN office in Yemen said preliminary field reports indicated 12 injured, as well as the up to 31 civilians killed.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Firefight Australia held a huge concert in Sydney on Sunday, with local and international artists performing. An estimated 70,000 people attended the charity concert to listen to artists like Queen and Adam Lambert, Michael Bublé, Alice Cooper, and Olivia Newton-John. The profits from the event go to communities affected by bushfires and animal welfare, as well as to rural fire services. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.